Welcome back here on Let's Get Local as we get into the second half of the show. Again, listening to Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we do have to thank our sponsors, Madison Water Utility. Again, they have that $100 toilet rebate program going that you can access as a Madison Water Utility customer. Change your toilet to an updated EPA WaterSense toilet, and you get a $100 bill pay credit. Also, Evolution Financial and SUPEC, great local business, great person, integrity, and just simply the best. So if you're looking for financial support, help, guidance, anything related to that, SUPEC, Certified Financial Planner at Evolution Financial. Okay, our next guest is Ben from the Eloise, and we're going to talk to Ben here about a really interesting situation that's happened with the pandemic, but also the journey and where Ben found himself getting to. And I think that's the inspiring, really inspiring part about all of this. And we're trying to help inspire today with Drew setting us up, Colin talking about local events, and now Ben Martinelli from the Eloise. Ben, good morning, and thanks for being on the program today.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So the Eloise is an event venue that you opened in 2020, right?
Yep.
Beautiful space. And tell us a little bit about what it is, and then we'll talk about the rest of the story.
Yeah, for sure. So we're the Eloise. Me and my wife are co-owners. We started construction in January. Been really planning our business for 4 or 5 years now. And started construction in January, finished up in August. And then, as we all know, pandemic hit March, and we've been pretty much empty since August. So really, really unique space. Two levels, indoor ceremony space, reception space, great outdoor ceremony area to kind of get lost in. Get lost in 6.5 acres of our property. Just really great all-in-one venue. So you can just show up at 10 a.m. and host your event and not leave till midnight.
And that's located where?
In Mount Horeb. So it's just about 2 miles south of the high school in Mount Horeb.
Yeah, you can look at information on the website too, the eloiseevents.com, and see just some incredibly stunning pictures, photos of the event space, and it really is lovely. So then we know what happened with the pandemic and everything. Now, it's obviously hit the events industry extremely hard. And you guys, you know, you went from having all of these bookings, I'm sure, to what proceeded then once COVID took place.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's definitely been tough. I think there's been some great things that we've came to realize through what's happened with the pandemic. We've really formed some amazing partnerships and friendships with a lot of the local venues around, since we're all in the same situation. And I'll be honest to say, we're lucky to only be open in August and have 4 months of, you know, reschedulings and, you know, stuff going on, where a lot of our other venue friends like the Tinsmith and Loft 132 Fields Reserve, they've had almost an entire calendar year to reschedule. So we've all been hurt, right? So we've lost, you know, roughly in Dane County, all of our venues have pretty much lost 100% of our revenue, you know, except for those handful of first 3 months. So we've lost all this revenue, and we unfortunately don't have a pivot. Our business models are based on social gatherings. So it's been tough to figure out an alternate way to bring in some revenue. We've been able to do some micro weddings and ceremonies to get some revenue, but obviously it hasn't been enough. So we've actually tried to band together. We started a Wisconsin wedding event venue coalition, and it was based pretty much starting coming from the 10 venues that we have in Dane County. And we're trying to advocate at the state level now to try to get grant funding for venues, since we are, you know, we've been shut down pretty much the longest, and then we're probably gonna be the slowest and last to reopen. So we're trying to work with the state officials to get some grant money set aside in this new American Rescue Plan to help us get through these next handful of months until we can start really hosting events and weddings.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great to have partnered with other groups in the same boat and really trying to make your voices heard that way. I think that was important for you to do. Obviously not something you're expecting to do when you started the business, but that's where you found yourself. And kudos to you guys for doing that. You advocated for yourselves. I think the other thing that was missed here, and that I talked to you, and because I know Eric as well with the Tinsmith, and was that some of the funding that came through, some of the assistance that came down, businesses like yourselves that started in 2020 were left out of that. That was an oversight, and that made it so you had nowhere to turn. I mean, a lot of businesses at least could get the PPP funding. That wasn't even an option for you. So it made it that much more important that you guys said, look, hey, what about us here? There are a lot of people like us who started businesses in 2020 and you left out of this funding. So can you find a way to work with us?
For sure. You know, and that's the thing that is, you know, it's forced us to do that, right? And I think, you know, the government has done a pretty good job of getting, you know, a bulk of money and funding to businesses that really need it, right? But it's left a gap for new businesses, right? If you started your business, you know, end of 2019 or in 2020, all the requirements that for any grant funding or PPP is you had to have a tax return for 2019, or you had to have payroll, you know, through February of 2020, where a lot of new businesses, and I'm sure everybody, owners don't get to pay themselves for the first couple of years, you know? So there's just not that backup. So we're trying to work with local government. And I think that's where we're going to see really good opportunity here with both with Dane County and also at the state level with this new influx of money to the state and local governments to try to, they want to help and find these businesses that have slipped through the cracks to get them the money that they need to get going. So we've had some really good conversations going the last 3 weeks. We did get 58 businesses on board, venues on board for this coalition. So it's really growing, you know, after reaching out to 100. So I think there's really great, like we got some really good momentum going, got some people listening, you know, we got a meeting scheduled with Senator Baldwin next Friday. So I think it's definitely been challenging and unique and something that I did not expect when, you know, running my small business and running events. Like me and my wife just wanted to throw parties, and that's really, you know, for a living. So it's been different, but it's also been, it's been kind of nice getting to know local politicians, and, you know, there's some great ones out there that really do want to help.
When we get, you know, the majority of people vaccinated and can have big gatherings again, is there any, with all these connections now, is there any thought or discussion about having a gigantic party with all of you kind of collaborating in some way?
Yes, that is 100% happening. We joke about it. I think like every Zoom call we have, like whose place we're going to go to first and have a drink after, like, you know, when this is all over. So I think there's going to be a competition on who's going to host the party. So that'll be nice. It's been really great just to meet with these people and learn, like, people are in the same situation as us, and we can band together, even though we are competitors, though we offer different aspects with our venues. Just knowing that there's somebody in your court to battle with you is pretty great.
Ben, I applaud you for the work you guys have done. Your just stick-to-itiveness here. Obviously you got to love and really want to have passion to have that type of business if you're going to make it through all this. And you guys have shown that. So congrats on that, and hang in there, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no, we will.
We're all doing what we can for you. I know Dane by Local's trying to help out a bit in the county, but keep working those other angles, because that's where we're going to see some big relief, hopefully, for people in the events industry. But thanks for telling your story, Ben. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Ben, that's Ben, the owner of the Eloise. Ben and his wife, you can find out more about them, of course, and the great event venue, theeloiseevents.com. And, you know, hey, throw a little support their way. If they do have some smaller event and you can participate, please do. Please consider it, because they're local business owners too, and we want to show them some love. Ben, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you again soon, and we're looking for some good relief, hopefully, for everyone in the event industry coming up.
For sure. We're looking forward to it, too. Thank you, Jason, very much.
That's Ben Martinelli of the Eloise. Jimmy, before we head to break, just wanted to put a couple things out there. You know, this is an interesting scenario. One of the reasons I really wanted to talk to Ben in particular was because of this kind of situation for businesses that started in 2020, and there were all of these connections and requirements over to some of the PPP fundraising was you had to show a loss from 2019 to be eligible. So what is a business that started in 2020 do?
That's a good question. I don't have that answer. You know, I went through the PPP, of course. You know, I had some business behind me the last couple of years, so I was able to give the bank what they needed for that. But yeah, that's a tough situation, you know.
I mean, Chef Oscar at Migrants, same boat. I mean, different industry, a restaurant industry, but his business was drastically affected. And because he didn't open Migrants until 2020, same exact boat for him.
Right, right. Are they just out of luck? I mean, are they just not available to get PPP at all at that point? Or
correct. That was the first couple of rounds. That's what happened. But that's what hopefully with this newest sequence, and now the government officials are fully aware of that and recognize that miss. But they had to have people like Ben and the Eloise bring it to their attention to say, hey, you guys missed us on this. We need help too. So they're working on it. Help is coming. Stay safe, everybody, and stay positive.
Absolutely. And let's hope that, you know, the new stimulus package in some form will help the small business owners all over, you know.
Exactly. That's what we're going for. You're listening to the Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Again, you can call into the show with your shout-out for your local business of choice. We love local restaurants. We love local venues like the Eloise, like the Tinsmith, and others. And you can call 844-967-2789. We'll catch you on the other side of the break. Be back in just a bit.
Rocker, we gave the people live music. Isn't that what they wanted?
Of course not, Jimmy. Give the people live music, and they'll set up a brat stand with a beer caddy.
Will Rocker get his beer and brat? Catch Max Inc. Radio this Saturday evening to find out. We'll have the best of local music from Wisconsin and live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxIncRadio.com for the live music schedule. Max Inc. Radio starts at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Did you bring a lawn chair, Jimmy?
Three great stations have teamed up to bring you one tremendous impact. Chicago's Progressive Voice, WCPT 820 AM, Minnesota's Progressive Voice, AM 950, and Devil Radio 92.7 Madison. Representing the best independent progressive talk stations in cities in America, we partner to offer one affordable advertising package that can cover the Great Lakes region. Now your company or cause can reach our highly engaged, combined monthly audiences of over 250,000 listeners, plus our combined worldwide streams and digital footprints at one low price. Local service, creative, and ad production available. For an impact second to none, call Devil Radio today at 608-819-8255.
Tune into Sharp Elbows. It's on at 10 a.m. Saturdays with me, Representative Francesca Hong, and my friend Nada Elmakashvi. Every Saturday morning, we want to have a conversation with you about what's going on in the world. Whether it's on the biggest issues, current events, or people who inspire us, let's discuss it all. It's kind of like brunch, but with politics, guests, and callers. No shortage of fun, but also be prepared for some serious truth-telling. Talk to y'all soon.
Sharp Elbows airs Saturdays 10 a.m. only on Devil Radio 92.7.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Stay informed with progressive news and talk on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, McFarland's choice for essential radio.
Back on Let's Get Local here as we round out the program. Going to talk to you and give you an update here from about COVID testing, COVID vaccine distribution. We know there's been a lot happening there and some disruptions with this weather that's taken place and overtaken the country and caused so many issues. But some other good things to talk about too and get the updates from the source, Mr. Thad Schumacher from Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Thad, good morning and thanks for being on Let's Get Local today.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me. Hope everybody is enjoying the warm weather we're having today.
We're turning the corner on the weather, and that's the first bright spot, so we like that. Thad, you have such a great local pharmacy over in Fitchburg. Please tell everybody where they can find it and all the services you provide.
Sure. So we're located at the corner of High Ridge Trail and Fish Hatchery Road. So if you're south of the Beltline at High Ridge Trail, you can see us right there off of Fish Hatchery Road. We do all kinds of services. And with COVID, we've enhanced our services even more. So we have always offered free delivery through the entire Madison area. We do packaging for medication to help people who have strange or unique medication regimens. And then now we are also doing COVID testing curbside. As of this week, we crossed the 4,000 test mark since November 1st, and we're doing COVID vaccines out the front of the pharmacy, also a drive-through. It's important that we keep everybody safe, so we do all the walking out to the curb, and we just crossed the threshold of 1,000 vaccines given since January 12th.
Wow. We'll get a little more into that in just a second, but I did want to say that, you know, we love local pharmacies, and I think there's such an interesting thing about that, because obviously everybody knows there are a lot of different options for pharmacies. But Thad, tell us a little bit more about going with a local pharmacy. What are some of the benefits that you try to provide your customers?
Sure. So one of the things that we get compliments of by a certain generation when they come in the pharmacy is, this is just like my grandmother's pharmacy. And I take that as such a compliment, because that's exactly what we're going for. We're going for a business that is local, owned locally. The people who work in the pharmacy are local. It's the same people behind the counter every time you come to the pharmacy or every time you call. And we're about building relationships and meeting people wherever they are in their life journey.
I think it's the customer service really stands out going with the local pharmacy there, and that, you know, I think the longer you're a customer in any industry, the more you really appreciate that customer service. So I think that's something people come around to pretty quickly once they get to experience it. You can find out more about Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. They have a website, whatagreatpharmacy.com. That's all run together, whatagreatpharmacy.com. Wonderful place to find out some more there. Thad, let's turn our attention to COVID testing and vaccines at the moment. You talked about having over 4,000 COVID tests so far. I know that was kind of a really nice boost, hopefully, for access to people when local pharmacies and pharmacies started testing too. That's something that you must, how did you get into that? Because not all pharmacies are doing COVID tests.
Sure. So the state of Wisconsin had asked for a pilot program to be formed for anyone who wanted to do COVID testing. Pharmacies are a natural fit for that. Because we already serve people and meet people on a daily basis. And so for us, we knew that we were in the heart of Dane County, and that the mainstay of COVID testing in Dane County has been the Alliant Energy Center, and they've done a great job. But the lines are long. And so anything we could do to relieve that, we thought was important to do. And so we set up basically a Monday through Friday testing situation where we did appointment only. And the only reason we really did appointments is just so we wouldn't have the same line that they have at Alliant Energy Center. We can't have people, you know, lined up three and four blocks down the street. So
I think that's a wonderful service and great way to for you to take that step to get into it and provide some relief and also bring some testing closer to home for certain people, which is great. And then the whole vaccination portion, again, that's another thing too. Not all pharmacies are administering vaccines at this point. How did that come about for Fitchburg Family Pharmacy?
Sure. So the state of Wisconsin put out their guidelines back in probably September. Seems like a long time ago now. And we started preparing so that we could meet the requirements that they had laid out. Their requirements are very similar to the federal government's criteria for giving vaccinations. And so we have been working on this since like November to get ready and prepare. And so when January 11th came and they green-lighted sending out vaccine, we were one of the first pharmacies to get it. It's been a kind of a roller coaster ever since.
Which vaccine is available through Fitchburg Family Pharmacy?
Sure. So we've been given the Pfizer vaccine every week at this point. We are, I guess, on week 8 of testing or of vaccines. So they have asked us in every survey. So every week the pharmacy is asked to submit a survey that asks for how many doses they want the next week. And every week they ask if the resources are such that we can't provide you Pfizer, are you okay switching to Moderna? And every week we say, yes, we'd do that. It's important for us that we have vaccine and that we can give it to people. We will work with whatever logistics have to be worked with if we were to switch.
I think that's good to note as well, how flexible you're being in that situation, just trying to, you know, get vaccines to people who want them. And that's such an important resource. And again, the quicker we can get through that process, you know, the quicker we're going to all get through this situation. With that, there have been some delays with vaccine. And again, that has a lot to do with the weather. I'm sure, I know my parents were set to get their vaccines yesterday up in northeastern Wisconsin, and they had to reschedule that because of shipments due to this crazy weather that's gone across the whole country. Is that also impacting us here in Dane County, I'm assuming?
Yes. So there was already kind of a shortage in terms of how much vaccine Wisconsin was getting, and then wasn't able to fulfill all its orders for the past couple of weeks. And then this weather that we had over the last 7 days or so actually delayed vaccine shipments to other states completely. And so I think that the federal government is kind of in a pickle to, you know, get vaccine to those states that missed a whole week before they can send vaccine to us again. And so from what we've been told, we may be delayed at least a day for our normal vaccine delivery, which impacts us because we have people scheduled already, so we'll have to reschedule them. But basically we have it set up that we can go over to the hub and pick up the vaccine whenever it actually gets to Dane County. And that's just something we do to hurry along the process, so we're not waiting for a delivery service to bring it to us.
I think that's important too, to take those extra steps. And that's what you've kind of shown. I mean, you talk about delivering to your services as well, and taking that extra step and trying to get vaccine to folks. That's fantastic. What, if people want to sign up for a vaccine right now, what's the process for them with your pharmacy?
Sure. So we have a link on our website at whatagreatpharmacy.com. You can go and click on the contact list for COVID-19 vaccine. That'll allow you to self-select a group for that you fit in, and it will allow you to leave your email and phone number. And once we get that information, we are compiling it, and then we're going through and inviting people to make appointments, basically in the order in which they're prioritized by the state.
Is there anything new about the vaccine dosage or other numbers that we've seen in recent studies, Thad, that you could share?
Sure. I know there are some studies showing that the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine have great coverage after their first dose. And so there's some suggestion that maybe what we should consider is giving everyone a first dose and delaying the second dose to some time in the future. I don't think those studies have been completed yet to know whether that's something that's really recommended. I have concerns on the logistical side of if you start spreading out the doses, there'd be concern that people wouldn't get back in for their second dose at some point in the future. So having it regimented where everybody's on the same cycle, I think it helps to complete the vaccinations.
Great. Thanks for those updates. I know because I saw some articles too about things they're doing and talking about that. And I just wondered if there's anything definitive yet. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, nothing definitive yet.
Okay. Thad, thanks so much for everything you're doing to help our community, not just with your regular services, but also during this incredible pandemic time. You're really stepping up with the testing, with vaccines, and being a resource for us as well here on the radio. So we appreciate all your support and all your help and everything you do there in Fitchburg and the surrounding community. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. And I would just tell people to be patient and that the vaccinators of Wisconsin will continue to vaccinate until there are no more arms to stick.
So. Thanks, Thad. Take care of yourself. We appreciate it so much. Again, Fitchburg Family Pharmacy over in Fitchburg. You can find them also at whatagreatpharmacy.com. Find out more about them. Thad, take care and have a great Saturday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Jimmy K., we're just about wrapping up here. Thanks for your help today. We thank the, you know, again, great production as always.
Thank you. And a great guest today. I love this show because of the guests that you bring on.
Hey, we try to bring the people, the news to the people in a fun way, but also an informative way. We're trying to do that here on the show and highlight our local businesses. Again, thanks to Colin. Thanks to Thad. Thanks to Ben Martinelli of the Eloise. Sorry, I'm stumbling a little bit today. And Drew. Don't forget about Drew and Pancake Cafe. Back to those pancakes. It's almost time to eat, everybody. Our sponsors, Madison Water Utility, Evolution Financial, Thanks so much. And thanks to Devil Radio and everybody here for letting us have a voice. We'll be back next week for more Let's Get Local. Stay local, buy local, be local. Catch you next Saturday.